The seventh Kafizma, starting from Psalm 46. Clap your hands, O ye nations, shout unto God with a voice of rejoicing, for the Lord Most High is terrible, a great King over all the earth. He has subdued peoples under us, and nations under our feet. He has chosen us for his inheritance, the beauty of Jacob, which he loved. God has gone up in jubilation, the Lord with the voice of the trumpet. O chant unto our God, chant ye, chant unto our King, chant ye. For God is King of all the earth. O chant ye with understanding. God is King over the nations. God sitteth upon his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are gathered together with the God of Abraham. For God's mighty ones of the earth are greatly exalted. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain, in the well-rooted joy of all the earth, the mountains of Zion, and the sides of the north. The city of the great King, God is known in her towers, when he comes to help her. For lo, the kings of the earth were assembled, they came together, when they saw her, thus they marveled. They were troubled, they were shaken, trembling took hold of them. They were pangs as of women in travail, with a vehement wind shall thou shatter the ships of Tarsus. Even as we have heard, so too we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God has laid her foundations unto eternity. We have sought, O God, of thy mercy in the midst of thy people, according to thy name, O God. So is thy praise also unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad, and let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments, O Lord. Encircle Zion and encompass her, tell her story in her towers. Set your hearts upon her strength and consider her bulwarks, that ye may tell it to another generation. For he is our God forever, he forever and ever. He shall shepherd us unto the ages. Hear this, O ye nations, give ear, O ye that inhabit the earth, both ye that are born of earth, and ye sons of men, rich and poor men together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline mine ears unto a parable, I will unfold my problem, and the psaltery. Wherefore should I fear in an evil day? Iniquity at my heel shall compass me about. There be some that trust in their strength, and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. A brother cannot redeem, shall a man redeem? He shall not give to God a ransom for himself, nor the price of the redemption of his own soul, though he has labored forever, and shall live to the end. For he shall not see corruption when he shall see wise men dying. The mindless man and the witless shall perish together, and they shall leave their riches to others, and their graves shall be their houses unto eternity, their dwelling places unto generation and generation. Though they have called their lands after their own names, and the man being in honor did not understand, he is compared to the mindless cattle, and is become like unto them. This way of theirs is a stumbling block for them. Yea, afterwards they will please with their mouths, like sheep they are laid in Hades. There shall be their shepherd, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their help shall wax old in Hades. They have been cast out from their glory. Yet God shall redeem my soul out of the hand of the Hades when he receives me. Be not afraid when a man becometh rich, nor when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away, nor shall his glory descend after him, for his soul shall be blessed in his lifetime. He will acknowledge thee while thou dost good unto him. He shall enter into the generation of his fathers. He shall not see light into eternity. And man, being in honor, did not understand. He is compared to the mindless cattle, and is become light unto them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. The God of gods, the Lord has spoken, and he has called the earth from the rising of the sun and unto the setting thereof. Out of Zion is the magnificence of his comeliness. God shall come visibly, yea, our God, and shall not keep silence. Fire shall blaze before him, and around about him shall there be a mighty tempest. He shall summon heaven above and the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather together unto him his holy ones, who have established his covenant upon sacrifices, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak unto thee, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, thy God. Not for sacrifices will I reprove thee. Nay, thy hope and offerings are continually before me. I will not welcome bullocks out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy flocks. For mine are all the beasts of the field, cattle and the mountains and oxen. I know all the fowls of the air, and with me is the beauty of the field. If I hunger, not to thee will I tell it, for mine is the world and the fullness thereof. Shall I eat of the flesh of bulls, or the blood of your goats? Shall I drink it? Sacrifice unto God a sacrifice of praise, and pay unto the Most High thy vows, and call upon me in the day of thine affliction, and I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. But unto the sinner God has said, Why declarest thou my statutes, and takest up my covenant in thy mouth? Thou hast hated instruction, and hast cast out my words behind thee. If thou stayest thief, thou didst run with him, and with the adulterer thou hast set thy portion. Thy mouth has abounded with evil, and thy tongue has woven deceits. Thou didst sit down and speak against thy brother, and against thine own mother's son didst thou lay a stumbling block. These things thou didst, and I kept silence. Thou didst think in iniquity that I should be like unto thee. I will reprove thee, and bring thy sins before thy face. Wherefore understand these things, ye that forget God, lest he snatch you away, and there be none to deliver you. A sacrifice of praise shall glorify me, and there is the way wherein I shall show unto him my salvation. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy, and according to the multitude of thy compassions. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my iniquity, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil before thee, that thou mightest be justified in thy words and prevail when thou art judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother bear me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. Thou hast made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness. The bones that be humbled, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if thou hast desired sacrifice, I had given it. With whole burnt offerings thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit. A heart that is broken and humbled God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, in thy good pleasure unto Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Why dost thou boast in evil, O mighty man, and in iniquity all the day long? Thy tongue has devised unrighteousness, like a sharpened razor has thou wrought deceit. Thou hast loved the evil more than goodness, upright unrighteousness more than to speak righteousness. Thou hast loved all the words of engulfing ruin and a deceitful tongue. Wherefore God will destroy thee at the end. He will pluck thee out and remove thee from thy dwelling place, and thy root out of the land of the living. The righteous shall see in fear, and shall laugh at him and say, Lord, this is the man that made not God his helper, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his vanity. But as for me, I am like a fruitful olive tree in the house of the Lord. I have hoped in the mercy of God forever, and unto the ages of ages I will give praise unto thee forever, for what thou hast done, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and are abominable in the iniquities. There is none that does good. God looked down from heaven upon the sons of man to see if there be any that understand or seek after God. They are all gone astray. They are altogether rendered useless. There is none that does good, no, not one. Shall not all they that work iniquity come to understanding? They that eat up my people as they eat bread, they have not called upon the Lord. There have they feared with fear where there is no fear. They have not called upon the Lord. There have they feared with fear where no fear is. For God has scattered the bones of a man pleasers. They have been put to shame because God has set them at naught. Who shall give out of Zion the salvation of Israel when God has turned back the captivity of his people? Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. O God, in thy name say be, and in thy strength do thou judge me. O God, hearken unto my prayer, give ear unto the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and mighty men have sought after my soul, and have not set God before themselves. For behold, God helpeth me, and the Lord is the protector of my soul. He will bring evils upon mine enemies, utterly destroy them by thy truth. Willingly shall I sacrifice unto thee. I will confess thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For out of every affliction hast thou delivered me, and mine eye has looked down upon mine enemies. Give ear, O God, unto my prayer, and disdain not my supplication, and attend unto me, and hear me. I was grieved in my meditation, and I was troubled at the voice of the enemy, at the oppression of the sinner, because they have turned iniquity upon me, and with wrath were they angry against me. My heart is troubled within me, and the terror of death has fallen upon me. For fear and trembling are come upon me, and darkness has covered me. And I said, Who will give me wings like a dove? And I will fly and be at rest. Lo, I have fled afar off, and have dwelt in the wilderness. I waited for God that saveth me from faint-heartedness and from tempest. Plunge them into the depths, O Lord, and divide their tongue, for I have seen iniquity and gainsaying in the city. Day and night they go around about her, upon her walls, iniquity and toil and unrighteousness are in the midst of her, and usury and deceit have not departed from her streets. For if mine enemy had reviled me, I might have endured it. And if he that hateth me had spoken boastful words against me, I might have hid myself from him. But doubt it was, O man, of like soul with me, my guide and my familiar friend. Doubt, who together with me this sweet in my repast, and in the house of God I walked with thee in oneness of mind. Let death come upon such ones, and let them go down alive unto the Hades, for wickedness is in their dwellings, and in the midst of them. As for me, unto God have I cried, and the Lord hearkened unto me. Evening, morning, and noonday will I tell of it, and will declare it, and he will hear my voice. He will redeem my soul in peace from them that draw nigh unto me, for they among many were with me. God will hear, and he will humble them, he that is before the ages. For them there is no requital, because they have not feared God. He has stretched forth his hand in retribution. They have defiled his covenant. They were scattered by the wrath of his countenance, and their hearts were convened. Their words were smoother than oil, and yet they are darts. Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he will nourish thee. He will never permit them righteous to be shaken. But thou, O God, shall bring those men down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But as for me, O Lord, I will hope in thee. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.